This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Goodness. Oh, good morning.
I had no idea she was in town. Good morning, Paige.
Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. Well, this actor does not like to take pictures or sign any autographs.
Jeremy Clements.
Not interested in Instagram. Who is it?
I've heard Louis C.K. say he don't like to take pictures.
He's coming to Cherokee.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Like, is he good again? Like, people cool with him? Like, I don't know.
He books his own. He's his own booker. So I guess he's like, hey, hello. This is. I think it was a prank call. Hello, this is Louis C.K. I'd like to rent your hall.
Book me?
Oh, you can do any of them weird jokes, dude. We're still recovering from Helene.
Is he like one of the top, you know, comedians?
Man, you know more than about that.
He used to be funny.
You had to describe Bart Gaetje to me the other day for me to realize who you're talking
about. Oh, he's hilarious.
I know he is.
And he's clean, right?
He just there's just too many famous people now.
But I know about him because I don't have to seek out information. Like, he's everywhere.
Yeah. He's like that one guy. I can't think of his name now, but it's like
Albuquerque.
If I saw that dude in public, I'd know he was somebody famous, but wouldn't know which famous he was. Like, maybe I'd take a picture with him with my phone and Google lens it. Who is this? You don't even know what kind of eggs him is.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Fat Boy, but isn't Louis C.K., didn't he have some cancel culture problems?
Well, he was like, I know he was exposing himself to.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I remember.
And I don't know if you would literally back him in a corner and like wave it around in front of him. But
then there was, yes, that's exactly what was said. But then there was some female stand-up comedians that said it didn't bother me. But that doesn't matter, though. It bothered some.
Yeah.
Like, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Sarah Silverman said, he used to do that all the time. I thought it was part of his shtick.
Yeah.
Like, no, that was his shtick.
Oh, boy.
That's what it was.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, so this actor, as we went off the rails, Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, really?
She doesn't do social media because she doesn't enjoy it. And I kind of understand that.
But she won't take a picture?
What do you mean? You don't like doing social media, Paige?
I don't like the negativity.
Posting selfies and stuff.
Well, that's just, I like to show fun times.
So you enjoy it.
I enjoyed that part of it. You didn't let me finish what I was going to say, what I don't enjoy about it.
I'm so sorry.
No, I'm not slapping you in the face, but there is a dark side to it. There's a dark side to social media, and you boys are very aware of what that is.
Well, look, if you post your face, that's going to be enough to get the dudes to come out and show you what they're going to show you.
Not only that, you get crazy people. I have a friend that's got someone sending her death threats because they got the wrong person and just went off the rails. And
they probably don't like her hair.
No, she's beautiful.
She don't have Rosie O'Donnell hair?
What? Like?
Like, you know, just.
What is Rosie O'Donnell hair like?
Oh, if you not look at her now. Google
her. So maybe I missed that joke somebody texted in earlier about the way she looked now. I haven't seen her.
I thought it was...
the last time I saw her was when she was on, and this is funny, was on Impractical Jokers, where they had her pretend to be, oh my God.
Look at that.
Wow.
Now, is that going to draw you in if you, you know, you're a hot chick? Oh, the money might, but not the hair.
No, no. She looks like Elton John's brother. And also a mix of that mean lady from Disney movies.
Oh, boy.
With a streak in her hair.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, what's her name?
Sue Cruella. Cruella DeVille?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that's
one of my favorite movies, Cruella. Yeah, so...
God, she's... Oh boy, I Google her. That's what it all says. I'm moving to Ireland because of Trump.
Well, guess what? I live here now, too.
Teach your kids to give up.
You're not going to outrun me, top of the ironing, do you? I live here now.
Not everybody can just buy their way to another country and go live.
Yeah.
Where would you go?
I thought about that the other day, actually.
And then what if
if she was on the other foot, if I was like, yeah, I'm leaving, where would I go?
Someone pissed you off in Ireland, then you got to move again. That's a lot to not fight back. Yeah. Yeah. Whatever happened to...
You know what? She's probably already got a place there, and she's going to skip back and forth like Tom Cruise has got, Tom Hanks has got Greek dual citizenship. Greece.
Like a lot of the big countries already have English signage. You know, they speak the language. Yeah. She wouldn't really be, put out much.
That kind of mentality
she doesn't anymore.
She's thinking that Trump is going to be president forever.
He might be.
No, there's a democracy. He's going to have to run again.
He could executive order himself to... Let me get another 4 years. Stack it up. Stack it like a Wendy's burger.
Then
three
we have
on top
a dictatorship. Then we don't have a democracy.
The people who tell people to work hard and not give up are now saying, I'm giving up, and think the worst. Don't try... Okay, he's been in office 2 months. He's going to be a king now. He's going to be here forever.
No,
did
he's
he say
not.
Some wild stuff? Yes, I support him. And he said some wild things. But
no matter who the president...
I'm not going to walk away from the country because that's the country I love. No matter who the leader is. And this sounds like some patriotic music should be playing in the background. But I feel as though leaving from... What are you telling? You're like, oh... Well, we tried to get away from, I don't know, it's like the first people to get away from a land that's going bad, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Versus the people who got a steamer trunk full with all their stuff and got on a fishing boat and snuck here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and why would we have a monarchy here? Because that's why we left England.
Yeah.
And
why
we
does
came
everybody
here because
suck
we wanted
off the British family, the royal family.
Well, if that's what we're having, we made Trump king. It doesn't make any sense with what this country was founded under. One person cannot rule this government. That's why we have checks and balances. That's why we have the Congress and the Senate.
We're just trying this out. We're a relatively young country.
And there's only two kings, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and King Booker.
King Booker! Five times! Yeah, man.
To just give up, I don't know.
No matter who the president is.
Where's the fighting spirit? Where's
not
it mean to be an
that.
American?
That you have money and can...
You just give up and cry.
And this is the other thing. I want to just grab people by the throat and say... usually when I'm saying this mainly about...
You're not into that, though.
No, not sexually. Oh. But when people talk all this crap about this country, all this... And I'm talking about from other countries... But yet, they watch all our movies. They watch all our... I was thinking particularly about wrestling. The way Saudi people talk about America, we're this third world country and they're blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But yet, what do they watch? WWE. They go there and they're like... So where's the hate at? It's like when you ask hey, I thought you were a racist. Oh, well, yeah, I am. Well, you're a fan of that football team, though. And I feel like they have people on there you might not like. It makes them think for a minute.
Do the majority of Russians really hate us?
No, I don't know.
I know Russian people.
Majority of Ukraine is on fire either. Well, she's judging it from Rocky movies.
No, I have a very good friend who's Russian, and she, loves her country.
Marjorie, rot your cock off.
Doesn't like the way...
Hey, Paige, how are you today, bitch? I'm good.
I mean, it is a beautiful country.
Mother Russia.
But when you don't have a workforce or enough money to pay for yourself, and then you have more opportunities in America, people want to come here for the opportunity, because that's what this country is all about. To give people a chance, to give them a life they can't have anywhere else.
Just like, if you don't like whoever the president is, you know, like, you don't agree, I don't know why you would torture yourself every day by, like, you know, posting stuff or trying to troll people. It's like you didn't drive yourself nuts.
But at least that person didn't just put out a press release telling everyone. Like, to me, that's like putting out a press release saying, I gave $1 million to charity.
Did yeah.
You? So why'd you press release it then? She wants to look at, she's looked at some martyr now. Like, no, you're a quitter.
Yeah.
I'd say that about either way. I really would. If it was the opposite, I'd say, no, I'm not leaving this country. If Kamala won, I would be like, you know, I'm going to sit here and take it, I guess, for 4 years. Yeah. And then Don Jr. is going to take us home.
Well, yeah, a lot easier if you call this stuff down the middle. Or try to, at least.
You know, I mean, it's, I don't know.
And just because you're born into is, I mean, the monarchy, thank God we don't have that here.
I know.
And anybody can be president.
We get more of that. That's cool.
It's a great thing. Anyways. Yeah.
Well, only in Norris. You said.
Okay, so that's your eyes guy's head. Though.
Thank you, Paige. Strike that from the record. We'll take a break.
Shout out to Short Road.
What's up? Good morning, everybody. God bless.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
This is another way of how God gets people out of your life that don't need to be there.
Wow.
I don't think God's using threesomes to do that. I really, really don't.
My son, proposition them with a threesome.
Hey, this is the devil. And I want you, because he's got a lift probably. It's the devil. I want you to go over there and offer up your wife to your friend, because we're trying to get him down here with us.
Like, devil, I didn't think you'd have a voice like this.
What do you mean? I have a tail.
I thought it'd be more demonic. Are you trying to trick me, devil?
Uh-huh.
You know how hard it is to be down here with it being so hot?
I don't want to find out, devil.
Look, you own the way to finding out.
I don't want to listen to you. get off my shoulder.
I sound like the on Jaws, like on Family Guy.
You
oh, Bruce?
I'm going to bite you.
Oh, I love that.
Maybe
love
a little
that.
Lindsey Graham in there.
I can see right up them hairy legs.
Oh, yeah.
You do.
Ukraine. Yeah. That's Dan, me, Dan. Lindsey. All right. Let's get serious here. Enough about threesomes, or more about threesomes, in fact. So, the if you just tune in, it's Truth and Consequences. We have this gentleman here who has been ghosted by his best friend since high school. Reason being is because he was over at his house with his friend's wife. They've been cool for many years. And
Cooking out,
having a little drinky-drink, a little smoky-smoke. And she ends up saying, hey, we want you to have a threesome with us. Dude that we've been talking to thought it was a joke. It turns out it was not a joke. When he turned it down, they quit talking to him. She unfriended him on all the social media, and his buddy didn't go deer tracking. Not hunting yet.
No, she even did the two fingers in the tongue.
Bow season.
And a wink.
You know. Maybe. So he wants to, he's now very mad about this. He wants to call his friend and tell him, quote, you're stupid. And that's what he said. I want to tell him how stupid he is, and also how just dumb this is that you're going to cost our friendship over this. But, you know.
Damn it!
The thing that we do for our women.
Oh, do tell.
Well, I mean, I ain't got nothing to talk about. I'd be his case. Ain't nobody throwing no threesome offering at me. And you better not if it's FF or MMF. I don't even want that FFM. And I don't even want that. That scares me. I just want to go regular FM like I do in radio.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's bring him back. Can't wait to say your name because I enjoy it. It's an old school name.
I've only known one.
You get a lot of people. Don't say the name yet, sir, but your name, do you have people say, ah, oh, that's a good old school name.
Yeah, it is. I like the name, yeah.
It's almost in the same vein as like a name like Hank. You don't hear it very often. That's why I named one of my goats Hank. Trying to bring it back. All right. Legally, I have to ask you this, sir. Are you sure you want to do this? We're not putting you up to it. You're providing the phone number, and you're not getting any tickets to any kind of events for this. You're doing it because you want to do it, correct?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. No, all right. I don't want to lose my best friend over something stupid you know, weird.
Okay. And I will tell you this. If for some reason he cusses or you end up cussing, obviously we're live radio, we'll throw you on hold and dump it out and bring it back. But here we go. You ready?
Yep, I'm
all
ready.
Right, here we go. He's going to call his friend and say, you're stupid, and here's why. It also, you know, it's a weird proposition to make. I tell you what, this text right here before we can really, me and my wife have threesomes. We would never offer it to one of our friends. Boom. That's exactly what I thought.
Hello? Oh, well, look who answers the phone if the number's blocked.
Oh, hey, what's up, dude? I'm at work, by the way.
Yeah, all right. Well, this won't take long, but, I mean, this sucks, dude. You know, you're obviously ignoring me, you know, because I wouldn't have sex with your wife in some messed up threesome you wanted to have. I turned you down only out of respect for you and our friendships, and now you're totally ghosting me like I'm the bad guy.
No, nobody said you were the bad guy.
Hey, let's just let me finish before you get pissed off and hang up, Dale. You're a coward, man. That was stupid, and I thought you were better than this.
Look, man, look, we're cool. It's just a whole weird thing. I shouldn't have let you get put in the middle of it.
Yeah, like literally in the middle of it, yeah.
Okay, listen. I never told you this, but back in May, Brittany caught me texting with Tiff, and she found out that I had slept with her, so it, like,
oh, hey, man. Hey, don't say any more right now.
No, I should have already told you this, and I should have forewarned you, but Britt wanted to make it even, so she wanted a threesome with me and you. Hoyt, you there?
Yeah, I am. I wish you wouldn't have said all that. You just said a little bit too much.
You really did say too
much. No, you needed to know.
Hoyt. Dale.
Yeah.
Dale?
Yeah.
Hey, you're on the radio right now. This is the Rise Guys. We're at a Greenville, South Carolina. This whole conversation has been on the phone. That's why he was telling you to quit saying all that toward the end there.
He's trying to help you out.
This is all live, and it's not a break.
No, this did, but not on the air, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We called you. Don't cuss, but...
Jesus, God almighty, Hoyt!
Well, I mean, what'd you expect?
He hung up.
Oh, crap!
We got Hoyt, but Dale hung up.
He would have God almighty Hoyt. First off, you got Hoyt and Dale. Let's just acknowledge that. Hoyt. I love that name. Secondly,
oh, wow. Right,
we don't have to make that any worse than it was. Are you still there, Hoyt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, that's a lot. He's in the doghouse.
Yeah, well, it does. It makes it make more sense.
But now Hoyt's got to feel used.
It does, but that's crazy.
Oh, my God.
I feel like anybody could have been in Hoyt's position, and she would have done that just to get back at Dale.
No, the best thing was like, Dale or Hoyt was like, hey, man, don't say anymore. No, man, I need to tell you this. Oh, my God.
He had to spill his guts, didn't he?
Oh, my God.
Look what happened.
Well, you know.
I think it made it worse.
Well, you know, it actually, no. I mean, for him, yes. But it makes sense. It makes it more palpable.
She was just trying to get revenge.
But that's it. That's a, you know what? That adds actually more to the case of him being a dirty friend, a crap friend.
Yeah, he should have told you this.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, man, she's going to, if you want to, fine. If you don't, it's just the deal we've worked out. But no. Oh, man.
It's like, please help me out there. Don't do it.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
That's crazy.
Hoyt.
What if he would have said yes? I think it would have came out in the middle of it because, you know, Dale's like, I can't do it, man.
I can't do it. Well, why'd you want to? Well, she made me. you've got nothing to, you know, you've got nothing to feel bad about here. I mean,
you got used.
He was already, this text, please isolate him saying God Almighty Hoyt. We will try to make that happen. That was an interesting exclamation.
He could have been crying. Like, Hoyt, I don't want my wife to be a pig cushion.
God,
Hoyt,
man. God. I was like, I got tased right when he started saying that. I just like shot, like, I just like, I started planking in my chair like, oh, I cannot freaking believe this.
I tried, I couldn't.
God Almighty Hoyt. Hoyt.
I think you guys should go track now.
Is that, let me ask you this. Is that the first time you've ever been propositioned for a threesome? Like, you good looking dude? I mean, you know.
I don't know, I guess. I mean, no, not, I've never been in that situation before. Not with another dude. I mean,
well,
like,
yeah, but
you
like,
know, college girls, but like, I would never.
Yeah.
No, it makes sense. I don't even think he wanted to do it. I think he just, like, I think she forced him into the situation now.
God, that's so...
He could have given me a heads up, you know? Like, he could have been like, hey, that's going to happen. Just, you know, play it off.
Absolutely. But
he's, like, not even talking to me. I don't know.
Like, all that happened because he, you know, was stepping out or whatever. Damn it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man, I really didn't know about that. I did not know about that at all. He did not tell me.
Your name from here on out will be P1 God Almighty Hoyt, just so you know, if you ever call
that's
again.
That's a good one, too.
That, yeah. Listen, we always say this. You say ugh just then. You just say ugh.
I think you did.
I've seen people write it. I've never heard them verbalize ugh before, only when talking about shoes. But here's the thing. Let's check in with you in a week or so, and tell us what happened, if anything. Just to, you know, like just a little update. Is that something we can do?
Yeah, we can do it. I don't know if he's going to answer my phone calls now, but
we can
try.
Yeah, let us know.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I love the Rise Guys.
Break it down.
Live from CallRobin.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say hello, famous people born on the 12th of March. Happy birthday. Or suck it.
Start with this fella right here. We got to cue up the Batman theme song. I can't remember which one he was in.
Christian Bale.
No, he was in there in the Christopher Nolan one, so. I think it might have been Dark Knight he was in. He was.
George Clooney.
No, he was definitely not in the Nolan Batmans.
Val Kilmer. Van Kilmer. Billy Kilmer.
It's not Batman.
Billy Gilmer. Not Batman.
Billy Kilmer, the kid who sang One Voice Was Heard.
Not David. It's not going to be Danny Gilmer. DeVito, because this is too early in the birthdays to be him. So
that's a good thing.
Too early for Schwarzenegger. Is it Jim Carrey's birthday?
No, he was in the Christopher Nolan Batmans.
Oh.
He was in.
I just say I don't remember the directors of. Like you do.
He played Harvey Dent, Aaron Eckhart.
Oh, man. He's good.
And this might surprise you. You talked about, starting out. You would think starting out young on the birthdays. Maybe not. This number shocked me.
There ain't no way he's not 55 plus. I want to say he's like 60. But I'm going to stick with 55 because you're doing a little poker face there.
He's been in a lot of movies.
You have not.
Remember The Vanishing, I think it is, where they or The Missing, where the Indians cut his head off and put it in the tree?
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah.
56.
Close. 57, Aaron Eckhart.
But.
I don't have music for this guy, but he's probably one of the famous New York Mets of all time.
Mookie Wilson.
Nope.
Ray Knight.
Nope.
Dwight Gooden. Daryl Strawberry.
Strawberry.
You know there's a Daryl Strawberry Jr.? I don't know if he's any good or not.
Is it Daryl or Daryl? What'd you say?
Daryl.
Ah.
Daryl.
There were stories of his promiscuity in games.
I'm Daryl like Dawkins.
Between innings.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Promiscuity between innings?
Yeah.
That sounds like a really good...
Doing that right there.
Are you serious?
Which is more so for the guy, right?
That's I was doing really the sound one. Of chugging a Coca-Cola.
I don't know.
Like, you wouldn't like that, would you?
Depends on how you do it.
You keep looking.
Yeah, but
I think
then he's
going
to go pitch the ball with that. Now,
you going to make that sound too?
Daryl Strawberry,
not that face.
Like an animal.
Was 21 in 1984, or no, 83? Let's fact check. 83, he was 21. So that works him back to being born in 62. Ooh. That would put him at 63 in my mind.
Okay. I'll one up you and say 64.
Oh, his math worked out this time.
Oh, well,
he is 63 years old today.
Mathematician over there. You.
Hey, well, that is my name, Paige.
He's a mathematician. Mathematician.
That's what Mathman is short for. Yes. Mathematician man. General math, not the algebra crap.
Oh, my God.
It's not needed.
This is a name in the Army.
Yeah, it is. For science.
This is Iron Maiden. He founded the band. He's the primary songwriter. He's the only member that's been in the band since the very beginning.
Well,
oh,
that also should be a pretty simple answer. I'll let the music expert on the show take that one.
He might be related to somebody in the room. Initials?
Harris?
S-H.
Oh, well, la-di-da.
Yep. Steve Harris.
Okay.
Of Iron Maiden, plays the bass guitar. There are a lot of Eddie fans out there that are going to come here and
I do like
torches.
Eddie. I like him on the plane. The plane.
That was Hervé Villechaize. Mm-hmm. You thinking about Fantasy Island?
No.
Tattoo?
No.
The Wrath of Khan? That was also Fantasy Island. Same guy. Ricardo Montalban.
Tattoo wasn't a Klingon.
No.
I don't believe this is Ricardo Montalban.
Oh, my. That little guy is cute.
Steve Harris is 69, because you two are looking at each other kind of artward in life.
I said I was going to go with her. We're not retired yet.
I forgot where we dropped off. In the 70s or 60s. Sorry, that was my bad.
My bad.
I think you'll nail this one, though.
My bad. Woo.
It's almost time. This ain't for Florida State. This ain't for the Kansas City Chiefs. This is for the Altana Barbs.
Got to think who's living that could be nobody from the 90s. Oh, is it Dale's birthday?
It is
no Dale. Way. Dale Bryan Murphy?
It is a big day in the Guido household, Dave Guido. You better text your buddy a happy birthday. Dale Murphy.
Oh.
7 All-Star appearances, 2 MVPs, 5 Gold Gloves. And for some reason, not in the Hall of Fame.
You know, he's not going. I've done it before. He doesn't respond. I'm going to try again. I have his. Well, that sounds like, never mind.
I'm trying to see.
I'm going to add a God bless. I think that might get a reaction as well.
I might. You know he's up.
He's an extremely nice guy. He could have had me arrested back when I was a child because I pretended to be his son and there was an emergency on the phone.
Oh, good. Goodness.
It was really just me because I wanted to talk to Dale Murphy.
Oh,
I
really?
Think Dave Guido might pretend to be his son now.
I found out that he had a son that was my age, so I pretended to be his son and called the hotel.
He said it was an emergency.
Yeah, I told him about it when he was on the show years ago, and he seemed to have a good chuckle out of it.
Did he have a son?
No. Yeah, okay. He has a bunch because he's a Mormon.
Oh, okay.
So
what'd you say when he was disappointed that you weren't his child?
Well, he said he wouldn't have a kid that fat, first off.
Oh.
You know what?
I was like, you know what? You get a slide on
it. You know what?
The 1981-82 MVP. How old is he? I'm going to say 67.
I'll say 67.
Well, he is 69 years old.
Oh, gosh. I thought you were a fan.
When I look at the ballot for this year's Hall of Fame.
To the text now.
He's off the ballot.
Yeah, he is.
He fell off. I mean, guys with 5% or less are going to fall off future ballots. Like Brian McCann, he's probably going to fall off here soon.
You know what? You know what? If our line is still connected with Trump, I want to ask him if he is listening. If he can go ahead and get him in too, because you know he's. What do you do with Pete Rose? Like he got all that taken off his record. He's doing.
Yeah, well, that's still like. Like, that's up for debate, right?
Whatever that means. I don't know. He's exonerated him, but he wasn't actually. He served, what, 5 years in prison?
For what he did?
Pete Rose? For, like.
Yeah.
That's tax stuff, though. It wasn't necessarily gambling on baseball. Actually,
did he gamble on his own team?
Yes.
Well, that's bad.
But he bet for them to win.
Still.
Like, to me, that's really saying, I really believe I'm going to win as a manager. Yeah. He was the manager as well.
But then remember the other accusations of possibly an underage girlfriend way back in the day? I don't know if that's going to hurt him or not.
Well, he ended up marrying a woman that kind of fit into that criteria later in life, so it could be true. Who knows? God rest in peace, Charlie Hustle.
It could be. I think I think the mic's about to come on here.
Oh. President Trump, if you're listening, can we get Dale Murphy into the Baseball Hall of Fame eventually?
I can get Dale Murphy into the Hall of Fame, but you might have to put your feet behind my ears.
Whoa, no wow. way.
Can you?
Wow, Trump.
I'm not doing MAGA yoga.
Behind his ears? What kind of fruity loop thing is that?
At Nia Jack's face or something.
Whoa.
Well, I assume you want to skip Ron Jeremy.
Yes.
Been on this.
I'm not going to say it either.
Been on this
he
show.
He go to hell.
Been
what
to this
did he do?
Market. It was his birthday.
I
but
know.
He's been accused of multiple
oh,
accounts
multiple.
Of you know, sexual
okay.
assault.
He can suck it.
Over 2,300 movies, might have to mention now. He could. That was a video.
Yeah,
okay.
he did.
It was James Taylor's birthday.
I like him.
Well, you know me, so.
You know what? It just reminds me of good times when I visit
the
my
show.
Friend. This well, yeah. No, this reminds
Jimmy
me.
Jimmy Walker sung this all the time on there.
This reminds
Dynamite.
Me of my family and just coming to South Carolina and loving it here.
Falling asleep listening to music.
No,
it was on fire
good
and
music.
Raining.
I see fire. I see rain. You on acid, James?
You on acid?
Nah, he can.
In Carolina.
He can suck it.
75.
77 years old for James Taylor. Mitt Romney, real quick, 78 years old. Liza Minnelli. 79 years old.
God, I would have thought she was well into her 80s.
I would have too. Happy heavenly birthday. We got a couple here.
Buckwheat. Judy Garland's daughter, dude. She's not even 80 yet. Like, that's
nope.
She's
crazy.
So pretty.
Billy Buckwheat Thomas from the Little Rascals.
Oh, Tay. Rest in peace.
Would have been 94. Made $45 a week in 1935.
Wow.
That might have been big money. I don't know.
She gave birth to the Hand on WWE Raw.
Mae Young.
Mae Young would have been 102 years old today.
Or
to
a hand.
Like Bubba
hand.
Ray Dudley put her through a
How
table.
How the hell do you give birth to
18,
a hand?
18, 19 years ago. So she was how old then? She would have been 103, so you take 15, 16 off. She would have been like 88 years. Good Lord, is that right?
That's we lost crazy. Her in 2014. She died in Columbia.
Oh yeah, city. That's where the whole brothel was set up or whatever she called it.
Promoters loved her back in the day because she keep these women in check when they book them. They didn't book them often.
Yeah, Lula was the one who pimped them out.
Yep.
Lee and
working together.
Mildred, whatever her name was. But nobody else was how to go to hell or suck it or anything.
No, that was it as far as you know. Happy heavenlies.
Happy heavenlies. All right.
Light day.
Light day. I had a good time today. I really did. If we can figure out a way. I'm a big thinker. If we can work out a way to not have to have commercials or play music, I'd love it so much more.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I love our partners. I just wish, like, you know, we just have Rob Inario come on and talk for several minutes, and then we say goodbye to Rob, and then we continue on.
He do it. He's good. He's good at public speaking. He'd love to do it.
He's great at public speaking. He's a orator.
Plus, you know,
orator.
Look, he's the flip-flop lawyer, but not because of his views or his politics.
No, and he's got a firm breast.
He wears Tevas.
Just one?
Well, do you touch both of them? That's awkward.
You got to save one for later, right?
I'm not tuning in Tokyo. I'm just...
Breasts.
I have a hard time with my S. Thanks for shaming me.
No, oh, Lord.
First off, I'm not born with
I'm
one.
I'm not S-shaming you at all.
Oh, man. I found out yesterday how tall my crack really goes. And my daughter's like, Dad... Pull up your pants and like they are pulled up.
They're up.
They were pulled up all the way, and I was like, "Damn, that crack's
God,
long."
Grace got you good too. Yeah.
Does it happen the way like your earlobes and balls continue to
oh,
grow?
Yeah.
Like, does your crack continue to grow up your back?
You could have a tall ass.
Oh wow! So that grows, and then
you want to see?
No.
Like I feel like eventually my butt will literally be on my shoulders.
Your ears get bigger.
Might be.
Your testicles drop low. And
your nose does when you talk.
Guess it's Pinocchio.
Geppetto, you. Nah, listen, I'm not going to put my hand up you and talk.
What?
I am going to tell you that.
You're not, because your crack gets bigger.
Tomorrow's Thursday. Should be wearing an UGG glove. Tomorrow's Thursday, and you know what that means. All new Facebook fussing. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby, bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.